Welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack. Welcome to the weekend and to Saturday, and I hope that your Saturday has been a good one. Mine certainly has. Of course, here in North Carolina, we've had more rain today. Seems to be the daily story coming out of North Carolina for about the last 3.5 weeks, and it is getting so old. If you're in rain-entrenched areas, then you feel my pain, I'm sure. But nonetheless, I'm glad it's the weekend, and I'm very, very glad to be with you today. Coming to you at a special time because we have a guest that we wanted to bring to you today that I'm really excited about. Can't wait to see the film when it opens in the fall. And our guest today made his acting debut in the critically acclaimed film Bread and Roses by Lionsgate. That starred Adrian Brody, Opedada, Carrillo, and George Lopez. And it was a premiere at the 2000 Cannes Film Festival. And he has made his debut this year at the Sundance Film Festival, where he has co-starred in COG, which I'm going to ask him what that stands for when we chat in just a moment. But it was selected to the Sundance Film Festival, and the film was chosen for the opening night for the L.A. Outfest LGBT Film Festival and will be released nationwide in the U.S. in September. And so our guest today, he has had a whole resume full of television and movies that he has appeared in, and now we would like to welcome him. His name is Eloy Mendez. Hello, how are you?
Hello there. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I should ask, did I pronounce your name properly?
Yes, you did. Not that many people can pronounce it. I get Elroy, Eli a lot, and you did really, really well. So thank you for that.
I just didn't want to say it too southern and go Eloy or something like that. So Eloy Mendez.
Yes. In Spanish, it's Eloy Mendez. In English, people call me Eloy. So I'm used to it either way.
You know, I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, which has been very far removed many years ago now. But and unfortunately, I didn't retain a lot of it. But I do remember one of the things that has stuck with me is hopefully the pronunciations of things. Like, I can still read it very fluently. I can't tell you often what I'm reading, but I can read it fluently. And I know that sounds crazy, but, I never had a problem with the pronunciation of words. It was just learning the meanings. So needless to say, I think I need a refresher for sure, but
it wouldn't
hurt.
I'm
so thankful I didn't. Yeah, that's so true. And, back in the day when I took it, who knew that it would be such a necessity in our society now? So I wish I had paid closer attention, but I'm so thankful that I did not mispronounce your name, so I'm very appreciative of that.
And I'm very thankful, too.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's such an honor to have you. I am very, very excited about this film. I don't know a lot about it other than the little bit that I've read and the little bit that's out there, but what a feat to be featured at the Sundance Film Festival. I mean, that is a huge thing, and it's not every film gets that opportunity. Talk a little bit about your film, COG.
Yes, COG, it's based on an essay that David Sedaris, who's a New York Times bestseller author, wrote in this book called Naked. So this is the first time that he lets someone do an adaptation of his work. COG is the first adaptation of any type of David Sedaris' writings. And it was such a blessing to have the film attendance because the film definitely got a lot of acclaim, a lot of attention at the festival. And Sundance is such a huge festival, and it's such an honor to be there because, just like you said, a lot of films get submitted, yet only like 20 films get selected to play in competition. And we were one of the very few films that got selected to play in competition at Sundance this year. And the film... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say congratulations on that because that's huge. I mean, if a film makes the Sundance Film Festival, I mean, the exposure for a film is just through the roof after that because it really has a great chance of being recognized and really taking hold with the viewing audience, you know, once it is released, because there will be so much hype, and there already is a lot of hype about this film, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, you know, we made the front page of the New York Times. We did a lot of interviews, there was a lot of exposure for the film because of Sundance, because of David Sedaris. And it's a great cast. We have Jonathan Groff, who's in Glee, Corey Stoll, who's in House of Cards, Casey Wilson from Happy Endings, Dennis O'Hara from True Blood, myself, and he's just a great Kyle Patrick Alvarez, the director and writer of the film, did an amazing job putting together this story, and yet having the stamp of approval from, not approval, but the stamp of Sundance means a lot for the film, because he definitely has the chance to have a broader audience, and it has more exposure, and obviously distribution came thanks to the film festival.
Oh yeah, definitely, and I'm excited about the film because it, for one thing, I mean it did something that so few films do at the festival, and that is, as I was mentioning in the opening remarks, that it was chosen for the opening night of the LA Outfest, which is,
yes,
I know, a huge coup for the LGBT community, and you know, anytime that is, you know, included in what they're about, it is a major coup for them and for society as a whole.
Yes. Outfest has done an amazing job nurturing stories that otherwise will never get any type of attention. So having a COG premiere at Outfest 3 days ago, which was an amazing night, by the way. We had an amazing, amazing, fantastic night. Having Outfest chosen the film to be the opening night, it's a huge honor because we are the opening night gala. We represent basically the film, and it sets the mood for the whole festival. And the whole audience was really thrilled to be there, and we had like 2,000 people opening night, and everybody loved the film. Everybody was really excited, and everybody came up to us and, you know, talked to us about the film and how excited they were to for the film to be released in September. So that was a huge honor. So we're very grateful that Outfest chose us to be the opening night gala.
Well, you know, one thing I think is interesting to note is that I had read somewhere that the Sundance Film Festival has just been so instrumental in being a launching pad for Latinos and
yes,
helping get the careers of many Latino filmmakers and writers and producers and actors, you know, really off the ground. And that's why I think this project is not only a good project in itself, without the, even if it had not appeared there, but to have that platform, you know, to really showcase not only the movie but the talent of the actors. And what an all-star cast you guys have. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, thank you. I am basically representing the Latinos in this film because I'm the only major Latino character in this movie. So, yes, Sundance has done an amazing job supporting the Latino talent, and I was grateful to be a part of it this year. And definitely, it's amazing what it did to my career because after – you know, I've been doing this for such a long time, and most of the stuff that I've been doing has been, you know, independent films, commercials, theater, a lot of it in Spanish. So not a lot of people know who I am, and, you know, even though I've been in the business for so long, not a lot of people have seen my work. So having the opportunity to be in a film that premieres at Sundance, it just takes it to another level, you know. The amount of people that know what I do now has gone up from, you know, only the very few people that knew before. And now it's amazing because it's opening doors to a lot of more possibilities, a lot more jobs. And what a great honor, you know, to represent my community at such an important film festival.
Oh, yeah, I know. And again, congratulations to you on that because that's just such a major accomplishment, you know, in your journey, in your career path, individually as well as collectively.
Yes.
Now, I'm curious, what does COG stand for? Because as I was reading the background on it, I mean, I was like, well, I wonder what this means. I was trying to kind of glean it out of, and I could not for the life of me.
Well, without giving it away, because you have to see the movie, but if you Google it, I'm sure. No, but, you know, it's out there, so I know that if you Google it, you'll find it, so I'll just give it away. It stands for Child of God.
Okay, I won't. Oh, okay. Oh, perfect.
But I won't
I love
say
that.
why, you know, it's, you know, but you have to see the movie. Obviously, you will because you're very excited about it, so thank you. But, yes, that's what it stands for.
Well, hey, that's okay by me. I think that's awesome. And you know, it's funny because as I was kind of researching the synopsis for the movie and preparing for the interview today, I was kind of leaning towards that, but I was like, I don't know. You know, so I was kind of like scratching my head about it. But thank you for sharing. But that doesn't really give anything away, though, really.
No,
I don't think it is. And
no.
I won't ask you about plot or anything like that. I won't put you on the spot because I think it's going to be a great movie, and I'm thrilled that it's going to be opening, you know, nationwide in September. And that's exciting because, you know, there will be a red carpet to come and the whole nine yards. So,
now, those are fun too.
I want to talk a little bit about, you know, how you got in this business. Because I think it's interesting. I think I read somewhere, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like I remember you or reading something about you didn't have intentions originally to be involved in acting. Am I wrong or am I right or am I kind of roundabout?
I think you're doing a good job over there. Well, here's the thing. I grew up in Mexico, and I grew up in a very rural area. As a kid, I had a lot of dreams. Unfortunately, you know, I grew up in a very poor environment, so the opportunities weren't there. So every time I told people I wanted to be an actor, people always laugh at me because they were like, you know, you'll never make it because he's so far out there that, you know, nobody in our community has done it. So I was like, well, I'll be the first one. And it was hard because, you know, again, you know, it was a hard living, but that gave me the strength to learn how to work hard for what you believe in and to have a dream. So when I was 18, I moved to this country, and I've always wanted to be an actor, yet I didn't move here to pursue an acting career. I pursued here for, you know, for a better living, you know, for myself and my family. And my mom especially, who, you know, as a kid, worked really hard to support the family. So I wanted to give my mom a better life. So when I moved here, I started from scratch. I didn't speak any English. I had to start from the bottom. I didn't know anybody. I was 18, just full of hopes, full of dreams. And it was hard because it was a new country, new environment, new culture, new language, new everything. So when I was taking ESL classes, one of my teachers, this is after, you know, me being here for 2 years, said, let's do a play. She actually came up with the idea of having a class on Thursdays because we used to have classes on, you know, Monday to Friday at 6 p.m., 6 to 9.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, let's get together on Friday nights and have, you know, we'll call it a conversational class, a social class, where we just get together, no books, we'll sit around in a circle, we practice, you know, our English. So we'll tell stories all in English and we'll help each other. And it was great because we created a sense of community. There were a lot of people from different parts of the world, and we'll just sit there and we'll start telling stories, but all in English, not in our native language, but all in English, so we'll help each other. And soon enough, we became a family, and it was something that to look forward to every Friday night at 6 p.m. We'll get together, sit in a classroom on the floor, and start telling stories. So my teacher used to be an actress, and she retired, so she said, let's do a play. And I was the first one to raise my hand, and I was like, yes, let's do a play. I was so excited because, you know, I've always wanted to be an actor, yet I didn't know how to start acting.
Uh-huh.
And we did a production of West Side Story, and it was really interesting because, you know, in the story, in the original story, if you remember, you know, you have the Sharks and the Jets, you know, Puerto Ricans and, you know, the Whites in New York. So but in this case, the Jets and the Sharks were all Hispanics. Because, you know, that's all we had in class. And we didn't know how to dance. We didn't know how to sing. But, you know, we learned so much. I learned so much about the craft. I learned, you know, how to be on stage. And, you know, the moment that people started clapping when we finished our production, that light, that fire inside of me just started burning again. And I was like, oh, my God. I have never in my life felt so alive. And I was like, this is what I've want to be. This is what I want to do. I want to act, you know, and I just felt you know, I just felt so alive, and I was like, I'm going to be, you know, I always known, you know, since I was a kid that I was going to be an actor. How, when, I don't know, only God knew when that was going to happen, and I was so happy. Then, you know, I didn't have a car back then, so the next day I took the bus somewhere, and I sit all the way in the back. When I, you know, I sit in the back and I look on the floor, and there's a piece of newspaper that I'm sure everybody has stepped on it, but something was telling me to pick it up. And I picked it up and I turned it around, and then he said, seminar, how to become an actor. And I was like, oh my God, this is a sign. God is telling me to do it. So I called right away, and this is, you know, in Spanish, by the way, because my English back then wasn't that good, and I wasn't confident enough to take, you know, a class in English. So I called, I went, I was so nervous, and I met some people, and they told me about an acting class that was, you know, in Anaheim. I used to live in Venice Beach, so I didn't have a car. So I called right away, and I made an appointment. I will take 6 buses to get to Anaheim. It will take me 4 hours to get to Anaheim. But I wanted to be an actor so bad, I didn't care. I showed up, I did my interview. I was so naive. I was shaking. I have never in my life done a cold read, never been in front of a camera. I was shaking for my life. I didn't know what to do. But when I finished, the lady started clapping. She said, that was amazing. And I was like, I was so naive, okay? I was like, really? She goes, yeah, absolutely. She goes, you got what it takes. And I totally believe her, okay? I was so naive. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, you should definitely take this class. And I was like, well, how much is it? And she gave me the price. And all I said was, can I make it in payments? And she goes, absolutely. So I signed up, and for the next 3, 4, 5 months, I found myself taking the bus every, you know, twice a week to Anaheim to be an actor. And then from there, I started, you know, I got my pictures taken, and then I, you know, my teacher, my ESL teacher, helped me create a fake resume, because as an actor, you need to have a resume. So she helped me create a resume, and we added some stuff that she has done, and she put me as a cast member on some of the stuff she has done. So she's like, you know, this is the only way, because you don't have anything. So I was like, okay. And soon enough, I started getting phone calls. Now, back in the days, we're talking about 12 years ago, everything was done through the mail. You send your picture and resume. Now everything is done online. And nowadays, it's so easy. Everything has changed. And we're talking 12 years ago, where everything, you know, was done through the mail, and you know, you had a pager and somebody called you. It's so different. I mean, kids nowadays have it easy, okay? Yeah. We have it so much easier nowadays. But anyway, so I started submitting my photos and resume, and I started, you know, getting phone calls, and then I booked one thing after another, and I was like, oh my God. Now, I have never really taken a class. I mean, the very few classes that I took in Spanish in Anaheim were the basic stuff, the very, very basic stuff. And then I booked a commercial for the Spanish network, and I was like, oh my God, I was so excited. I booked my first professional play, and I was, you know, very naive at the whole, you know, professional side of theater. So I didn't have a car. I used to take the bus everywhere. You know, and that was the hard part, you know, to take the bus, because I don't know if you're familiar with the public transportation system in Los Angeles, but it kind of sucks. We don't have a really good transportation system here, so you have to take a lot of buses, and it takes forever. But yet I started taking the bus everywhere to my play, and then, you know, I learned so much. Even though it was a small character, I learned so much just being on stage watching other actors, and I pay attention to everything they said. I would ask too many questions. I was a kid, so I will ask all types of questions, okay? I just wanted to learn. I was so eager to learn, and, you know, I just wanted to be an actor. I just wanted to learn. So when we finished the play, a few months went by, and then my director called me and said, hey, they're looking for Latino actors for this film. He didn't tell me anything about the film. So I went. When I showed up, because I was taking the bus, when I showed up, the director and the writer, they're just about to get in their car, and I'm like running, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm late. You know, I took the bus from Venice, I don't have a car, and they were like, well, we have to leave, and I was like, no, you have to see me. And they were like, well, you know, this is my assistant, just giving you headshots. And I was like, oh my God. So I talked to the assistant, and, you know, and he and I really hit it off. He was a really awesome guy from Mexico City, so we started talking, and then he said, okay, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, when we have auditions, we call you. So 3 months went by. I never heard from this guy, nor the production. They called me, and I went to an audition. They called me again, another audition, and then he called me, and he said, congratulations, you're in the movie.
Oh.
And at this point, I had no idea what the movie is. I didn't know who the director was. It turns out it was a movie called Bread and Roses. Bread and Roses was a movie with Adrian Brody, the movie that he did right before he got the Oscar for The Pianist. And I worked in the movie for 5 weeks. Thanks to that movie, I was able to join the Screen Actors Guild, so I became a member of the Actors Association here, the Guild Association here in Los Angeles. That movie changed my life because I was on set for 5 weeks, and I couldn't believe that I was fulfilling this amazing dream that I had, that everybody told me, you could never do it, you could never make it. Yet I was on set for 5 weeks, and, you know, I remember getting my first paycheck, and I was like, oh, my God, I have never, ever made this money, and let alone get paid to do what I love to do. I always said, I'll pay you guys to put me in the movies, you know, but the fact that I was getting paid, not that it was millions of dollars, but, you know, it was, you know, something better than, you know, than the job I had, which I still, you know, I still kept my job because I was in the movie only for 5 weeks, but it was such a blessing. And then the movie premieres at the Cannes Film Festival, which is an amazing film festival. Now, of course, back in the days, I was so naive. I had no idea what a huge festival it was. But, yeah, the movie was nominated for Palme d'Or. It was released in theaters by Lionsgate, and that movie changed my life. It opened the doors for a lot of opportunities. Then I did, you know, guest starring roles in, like, ER, The Shield, General Hospital. I started doing more stuff in Spanish. And then I booked the lead in a film that shot in Vegas. So I was in Vegas for a month. Then I met this, you know, the director, his name was Francisco Menendez, and he and I to this day have done 3 movies, and we're working on our 4th movie. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but, you know, it's been, you know, there's been a lot of tears, a lot of sweat, but yet a lot of smiles, a lot of happiness, a lot of struggle, a lot of rejection, but also, you know, I've been able to fulfill a lot of those dreams that I had as a boy. And even though everybody told me that I couldn't do it, you know, I'm still standing, I'm still pushing, and I'm still, you know, going forward. So that's how I started.
That's an amazing story, and thank you so much for sharing that.
I would
be curious to know what those back home in Mexico are saying now about your success. I mean, especially those who didn't think that you could ever make it, because you now, you know, that was 12 years ago, as you said, and look how far you've come in 12 years. And now, you're in another film that's coming up in, you know, in September. This COD is going to be released. So this is exciting, and I can definitely tell that you're extremely passionate about what you're doing and that you love what you do. And that's awesome that you never gave up on your dreams, because had you done, you know, if you had listened to the naysayers, you might not have ever booked your first role. And obviously that teacher so long ago saw something in you, your talent, you know, when you were on stage, and believed in your talent and believed in you, that she, you know, helped push you along. And I think that's awesome. So
she was definitely an incredible story. Well, thank you. You know, I'm a huge believer in, you know, in miracles happening, you know, without getting into the religious part. I just, you know, I'm a very positive person, and, you know, I'm always a huge believer in, you know, doing good, you know, good karma, and, you know, just staying true to who you are. And, you know, believing in yourself, and sometimes it's really hard because when you have no one believing in you, the only person you have is you, and sometimes you can be your worst enemy, right? You just give up and you can't. And especially in L.A., you know, I'm competing with, a bunch of actors here. So, but, you know, just, I guess, knowing who you are and what you can bring to the table, what you can bring to the world, is that alone, if you know that, that will open the doors automatically for you, and that will attract a lot of, you know, talented people, a lot of, that will open the doors for a lot of things. So just, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to know because we are surrounded by, you know, a lot of negative forces. You know, it can be family, friends, you know, whatever the circumstances are sometimes. We are surrounded by a lot of negative, you know, energy. So if, as long as you know who you are and you have a goal and a dream, I think that's important, you know, to have that dream and never, never give up, because if you do, you're done.
That's so true. That is so true and so well
but
said.
Thank you. But to answer your question, because I don't think I answered your question, you asked me how do these people feel in Mexico. Well, here's the thing. It's funny because, you know, when I first started and I told my mom was kind of skeptical. She was like, well, you know, you have my support. My dad was kind of like, yeah, whatever. You know, my dad being my dad, you know, he's like, are you sure you want to do that? You know, you can find another job. And I was like, no, that is what I love to do. And, you know, I guess the biggest satisfaction for me is, you know, to hear my dad, who's not very, you know, who doesn't really open up. He doesn't really share his feelings. But for him to tell me, son, I'm proud of you, that to me means a lot. You know,
it means
the world to me, because my dad is not the type of person who, you know, who gives you compliments. But, you know, every now and then he will call me and say, hey, you know, such and such came up to me and say, hey, you know, your son is doing really well. And I saw his movie. Oh, I saw a commercial. You know, I saw a picture of him on the red carpet. He's like, you know, you should be proud. And then my mom sometimes says that, you know, my dad gets so excited. All he does is talk about me to his friends in Mexico. And that to me means a lot. You know, the fact that, you know, he's proud of it. And my mom, my whole family, you know, my nephew, who's 15, they asked him to do a presentation in school about, you know, someone who has inspired him. And, of course, everybody picked a president, an athlete, you know, whatever. And he picked me. And, you know, and that was amazing. You know, the fact that he did a presentation of me and my little nephew, and, you know, that he was so proud of me. He looked up to me. I mean, that's a blessing. And also it's a responsibility, because I feel like, you know, these people are looking up to me. I need to keep going. I need to continue, you know. I need to represent. It's a responsibility, and I take it very seriously. And, you know, like you said, you know, I'm very passionate about what I do. But, yeah, overall the response has been really, really, you know, very well. And, you know, everybody has been, you know, the people that, you know, didn't really support me back then, now they're very supportive. You know, they, you know, if I have a movie, you know, they go and buy it. You know, they always, you know, support me. If I have a screening, if I'm doing a play, they always come and support me now, which is great. You know, it's fantastic. I couldn't ask for a better, you know, group of friends, group of supporters.
Well, and you've made believers out of them, I'm sure. And that is just so neat how, you know, your dad, he's so incredibly proud of you. And there's so much pride within your family for the fact that, you know, and not just your family, but the country of Mexico. I mean, you've made the country proud, too, I'm sure.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
By being able to go and be successful and find success, not just here in the U.S., but in an area that you truly, truly, you know, love. This is your passion, and this is what you were meant to do, obviously. So it's just incredible how that has been so well received. And, well, talk a few moments about any new projects that you might be working on.
Well, thanks to COG, after, you know, I went to the film festival, more of my colleagues, more of the people that I know, they know about me. They, you know, they found out that I was in the movie, and then they started calling me and, you know, set up some meetings. And one of them is a movie called Lake Los Angeles, which is a beautiful, beautiful movie that we just finished. We are in post-production, and it's a very melancholic, poetic, beautifully done, artistically made movie, independent movie. I'm one of the leads in this movie, and I'm also, you're the first person to know this, but I'm also one of the producers in the movie, and I'm starting to produce movies now. I'm creating my own production company because I want to tell stories. And as someone who has been told no so many times, who has been rejected by, you know, by so many people, you know, I once heard, you know, when one door closes, you know, you knock on another door, and when there's no doors, you create your own door. So that's what I'm going to start doing. I want to start creating my own doors. I'm going to start creating my own stories. I'm going to start producing movies, not just for myself, but for a lot of my friends, a lot of colleagues, and not just my community, but I'm passionate about telling stories. So I want to be able to tell stories. And, you know, film is such a powerful media. You can change the world, and you can inspire people. You can bring happiness to people. And if I can do that for, you know, for 2 hours, then I've done my job. You know, when somebody watches a movie that I'm in, I'm producing, you know, if I can, you know, for 2 hours, you know, make people, you know, forget about their problems or inspire them, make them smile, feel something, then I've done my job. So I'm going to start producing, and that's one of my goals, to start making movies.
Well, you know, I absolutely have no doubt that you will go on to produce and be very successful at that, because you just, you know, you're so determined and you have a great focus about you that obviously has been a very positive thing and has proven very successful for you thus far. And so that is going to continue to carry you a long way, I'm sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Here's the thing, too. When I got in this business, I never got in this business for the fame and, you know, the money, none of that stuff. You know, I got in it because I love performing. I love telling stories. I like being creative. So I'm not driven by any of those, you know, superficial, you know, size of, you know, of this entertainment, you know, industry. And I think knowing that, that's a plus, not just for me, but for a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people often are driven by the fame and all this stuff. And, you know, when in reality, I think you should just be driven by happiness and by creating and by telling stories, which is what I want to do.
Definitely. Well, Eloy, it has been such a pleasure speaking
with you
for the last half hour or so. And I'm just excited. I mean, I'm pumped up now listening to you just talk about your career and all the exciting things that you have going on. And I just want to tell you, you know, we wish you the very best of continued success as you move forward in your career. And also with COG, as it comes out in September, I'm sure it's going to be a huge, huge hit, and we'll break all kinds of box office records. I'm really excited about seeing it, and I know there are many out there who are as well. So we look forward to that and any new projects that you have working on. And as you get your production company up and running and that gets off the ground, everything's rolling, please, you know, we would love to have you back anytime to talk about
Thank
any
you.
Movies you're
Thank
going
you.
To be
I would
producing.
Love to be back.
Yeah, so let's plan on it. But in the meantime, take good care, and we wish you the very best in all that
Thank
you're
you
doing.
So much, and I appreciate you having me on, and to all the listeners out there, follow your dreams and, you know, stay positive, and, you know, the world will be waiting for you out there. So please stay true to who you are and just follow your dreams.
Great advice, great advice. Well, thank you so very much for being our special
thank
guest
you.
This evening. We greatly appreciate it. And take care and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I will. Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Eloy Mendez, co-star of the upcoming release, COG, which is going to be releasing in September, which, can you believe it, is just about 6 short weeks away. I mean, that's really unthinkable when you think about how fast the year is going by. September is around the corner. So that's going to be a nice fall flick. And I can tell you, I've read the backstory on the movie, and I won't give anything away here, but it is going to be a great movie. It has a great plot line. And again, it was an official selection at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival, so you know it has received the Sundance Film Festival mark of approval, if that tells you how good the movie is. So again, we want to thank Eloy Mendez for being our special guest this evening. And also thanks to all of you for being here with us. And if you're brand new to our program, welcome aboard. We're always glad to have new listeners, and we would love to have you back at any time. And so that is going to wrap our show for today. Coming up on Monday, though, we will be here at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we have the lead singer from a blues band, a blues rocker. Her name is Peach, and it's the Peach Blues Band, and she is going to be here with us talking about their music, their latest album, their tour, and all kinds of great stuff. So if you're a big fan of blues music, or if you're a fan of Peach, please join us 8 p.m. Eastern, and we will be right here chatting with her. Again, thanks so much to Eloy Mendez for being our special guest this evening. Thank you to all of you. And we look forward to having you right back here Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Take care, all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy what's left of it. And we'll see you again real soon. Good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.